Hi everyone, Samian here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Luke1234, and here's what he briefly has to say. Hello Sandman, I was watching some Fresh and Fit clips, and although they rip into women, they also give them advice. But I started thinking, what's the point in all of this? Wouldn't it be better if men just stopped caring altogether what women do? Sleep around, I don't care. Have multiple kids by multiple men, I don't care. Have an abortion and turn your uterus into a graveyard, I don't care. I think men should withdraw their attention away from women altogether. The older I get, the more I adopt the mindset of the less you care, the easier it becomes. Cheers. Well, Luke, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. The idea behind Fresh and Fit is to bring sexy babes onto their channel as clickbait, because you see them as the thumbnail pictures for many of their videos. If they didn't care about women and didn't bring them onto their channel, then they wouldn't be nearly as successful with it. Also, if they didn't give women advice, they would look like misogynists that don't care about the women. But by giving them advice, they are still white knighting for them to boot. Not to mention that when you give women solutions on how to improve their lives, it shows me that they clearly don't understand female nature. Women don't want solutions to their problems. They want to be listened to while they spew their verbal diarrhea, and they want that precious attention. They get that by going on the Fresh and Fit podcast, potentially millions of men seeing them on screen. That and they're probably throwing a bit of money for their trouble. The idea is for Fresh and Fit to roast them on their show and put them down for their bad behaviors, but not overdo it because that would mean demonetization. It's a business they're running. Whenever I make a video and title it about women suffering or doing the wrong thing, it gets more views. So many guys online, their only solution, because they love women and want to be in a relationship with them, but don't want them to suffer through the hell of divorce, tell women that they should begin behaving in more traditional ways. What they don't understand is that feminist women and traditional women are the exact same. They just have different strategies when it comes to accessing men's money, attention, and love. They really should just ignore women, but at the end of the day, a channel with female guests where the hosts are giving women advice and the viewer at home hoping that there are still good women out there in the world is what it's all about. Either they're too stupid to see that both traditionalism and feminism are gynocentric, or they see it but avoid talking about it because the vast majority of their male audience has to buy into the dream where the problem of female nature can be fixed. Men fix problems and women are unfixable. Fresh and Fit and others in the manosphere identify the bad female behavior and then offer up a solution. Men are solutions oriented, so by telling women how to fix their lives, they're connecting to their male audience. Many men think that women hearing these solutions are going to implement them, but they never will. They're just using the men listening to the show as electronic emotional tampons. I'll discuss more about why men have a hard time not caring about women in a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs, before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to men need to stop caring about women, the proud owners of a cooch, but can't because it's biologically hardwired into us to care, clown world show. Or is it? A while back I shared a couple of videos on my Twitter feed where women were hitting men, and the moment they hit the guy, he hit them back. And they were shocked. What was even more shocking is that none of the men around them wanted to go after the man for punching a proud owner of a puss. The guys weren't even white knighting anymore. That tells me that guys are getting the message not to get involved with women in violence, even if it's with another man. In these cases, a guy's reason is starting to cancel out his irrational desire to run to the rescue. The message is getting through to men. We are increasingly not giving a shit if you have a slit. Yes, as we get older, we naturally don't care about them as much, but it's making me hopeful that younger guys are no longer caring when they see violence against women. They see that if they get involved, their lives could get ruined, so they just stay out of it. They're no longer, in many cases, acting out on their instincts to white knight. Luke, your point of view is spreading, and a lot of guys don't care. I saw a woman fall over a few years ago, and I didn't rush over to help her. Chivalry is dead or dying unless you watch Fresh and Fit, and then they give women advice. Do you really think that women don't know what they're doing is wrong? Of course they do. In many cases, they're doing the wrong thing for the attention, any attention, even if it's negative. Recently, I saw a commercial for Gatorade with an obese black woman working out, and you can tell she was put there on purpose. So the men would make comments, and then the leftoids could cry racism, weightism, and use any and all other isms to attack those giving them negative attention. I think that so much of the wokeism we see is intentional to get us to attack it so they can actually get some attention and also put us in our place and take power over us. The most powerful thing we can do is ignore women. Trump did that best when he said sarcastically that Greta Thunberg is a very young, happy girl, looking forward to a bright and wonderful future. But even the media spun his words as sarcasm. The best thing we can do with modern women is to run the other way, when we see them and give them crickets. Remember that the opposite of love is not hate, but indifference. That's what you're suggesting, Luke, that we no longer care, and I completely agree. Take their positive and negative attention away from them. Take their constructive criticism away as well. But that's not going to get eyeballs onto the videos of Fresh and Fit, so they won't stop doing it. And I'm sure that there are dozens, if not hundreds, of young women willing to go on their show to try and pad their social media following by a few hundred followers. Even Andrew Tate got involved in the action before. Speaking of Tate, I put out a video a while back about him, and now he's in jail for under a week as of writing this. And I'm thinking more and more that he's going away for 10 to 15 years, and they're pretty much going to repo his Bugattis. He bragged about defrauding simps on the Fresh and Fit podcast and taking their money. He spoke about how many of the women at his home he referred to as his girlfriends. I'm thinking that him and his brother are going to get into some serious trouble going forward. He could have his wealth seized and his freedom taken and spend the next 15 years in a bedbug and cockroach-infested Romanian prison. I'm thinking that that's more and more likely. He's spoken on Fresh and Fit and says he did things that were borderline, if not outright illegal. Sorry for going off on a tangent, but I thought that was an interesting story to share with everyone in my thoughts. If he had stayed away from women, then none of this would have happened. But then again, he never would have become rich unless he started his digital pimp business. I said before that he was Cypher. Scratch that. He's probably more like Mouse from The Matrix that tries to pimp out the women, and especially the woman in the red dress to Neo. If he was smart, what he would have done is put some money in Bitcoin, or better yet, Monero in cold storage, if that's even possible. Or other monies that allow him to start over again if he does go to prison. If he does have that money in the future and accesses it legally after he serves his time, then he'll actually have to go to some country with no extradition laws back to Romania or the West. Tate probably fits in best with PUA, and that community, as well as incels, have been outpacing the men's rights and MGTOW groups. Luke, you say you're getting older and that makes sense, but young guys don't have as much sexual and relationship experience as you did at that age, and are willing to risk all kinds of charges, and they care because they're thirsty. It's easier for guys like you and me to no longer care. But younger guys can't help but care. But there's hope out there, because I pointed out that these guys on these Twitter clips are doing nothing when women are being attacked. Under one of those two video links, I saw a statistic showing how women incite 74% of the reciprocated violence, that they typically strike the man first. How many men never hit back and keep taking the abuse? Probably a sizable portion. They're ignoring what the women in their life are doing, and that's a situation where they shouldn't. But it's a situation where they should be recording it secretly on camera and then heading to the police station to report that documented abuse. If anyone out there listening is going through that, I'd hire a lawyer long before you talk to the cops and record it, or things might backfire on you. As for caring about women, they say they don't need us anymore, so we should just let them live their lives. But of course they want men, even though they say they don't need them. I've withdrawn my attention from women over the last 7 years, and once in a while, I'll notice a client contact me, not to discuss business, but instead to discuss her personal life, and use me as an emotional tampon. If we're going to stop caring about them, it has to go as far as listening to them tell us about all their troubles. Many men are really good at being emotional tampons. So what we need to do is follow Heath Ledger's Joker philosophy, where he says, if you're good at something, don't do it for free. Women tend to follow that value system, and so should we. It's just our pesky white knighting and sexual instincts that get in the way of walking away. As you get older, the sex will become less interesting, making it easier to leave them. It's easier for guys like us, Luke, but most men have to go through the first and second red pill rage, and also get to the point where the big head takes over the thinking from the little one. Until that happens, it's going to be difficult, if not impossible, for the average 20 or 30-something-year-old dude to just go monk mode. The thirst is real, and so is their raging hard-on. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Luke1234 for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button, the way that most guys would go crazy with the prospect of never being able to smash another woman or give her his attention again. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the problematic pickup artists that encourage men to keep giving women more and more attention away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.